I was shocked. This wasn't the same mommy who worshipped silence. People began to shake their heads. A child to do something so important, they whispered. Yes, said mommy. Let us give her a notebook to write in, and she will write us a story about the sea monster. If we don't like it, someone else can try. The way mommy said it, so definite and firm, made people nod their heads in agreement. Well, it doesn't hurt to let her try, they said. So Señor Garcia went and brought back a notebook from his colmado. Mommy gave it to me, and her hands were cold like the river. While the grown-ups stayed up late on the porch, talking and drinking and eating, I went inside and began to write a story about the sea monster. First, I tried to give him a name, but I couldn't think of a good one, so instead I thought about what he looked like. Then I imagined what he must feel like living all alone in the sea, different from all of the other sea creatures. The fish and animals in the ocean were probably afraid of his huge size and his big nose and long, swishing tail, and they probably didn't want to play with him. Maybe they whispered about how strange he looked. But the sea monster wanted a friend. Deep down, I understood exactly how the sea monster must feel. I began to write. I wrote page after page in the notebook the people had given to me. When I was finished, it was almost midnight. I went to the porch. Everyone was still there laughing and talking, and some were dancing to the music on the radio. Children were asleep on their mothers' and fathers' laps. Some of the bigger children were sprawled out on a blanket on the floor, and the merengue music was a background lullaby for them.